Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 19 of Genesis chapter 25. Now these are the records of the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham fathered Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean of Paddan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Aramean, to be his wife. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife, because she was unable to have children. And the Lord answered him, and his wife Rebekah conceived. But the children struggled together within her. And she said, "If it is so, why am I in this condition?" So she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples will be separated from your body. And one people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger." When her days leading to the delivery were at an end, behold, there were twins in her womb. Now the first came out red all over like a hairy garment, and they named him Esau. Afterward his brother came out with his hand holding onto Esau's heel, so he was named Jacob. And Isaac was 60 years old when she gave birth to them. When the boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the field. But Jacob was a civilized man, living in tents. Now Isaac loved Esau because he had a taste for game. But Rebekah loved Jacob. When Jacob had cooked a stew one day, Esau came in from the field, and he was exhausted. And Esau said to Jacob, "Please, let me have a mouthful of that red stuff there, for I am exhausted." Therefore he was called Edom by name. But Jacob said, "First, sell me your birthright." Esau said, "Look, I am about to die. So of what use then is the birthright to me?" And Jacob said, "First, swear to me." So he swore an oath to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil stew, and he ate and drank and got up and went on his way. So Esau despised his birthright.
Many people give little thought to the long-term consequences of their choices. As a result, they risk sacrificing future blessings for the sake of present pleasures. But this is nothing new. We see it in the very first book of the Old Testament. Swayed by his immediate needs and desires, Esau failed to value the privilege of his birthright. In those days, the eldest son received a double portion of the inheritance from his father, along with leadership of the family. But in this particular situation, there was much more at stake. The birthright contained blessings of the covenant God had made with Abraham. Esau didn't care enough about his spiritual heritage, so he thoughtlessly sold it for a meal. Being far removed from that particular transaction makes it easy to see the folly of Esau's choice. But what about those of us who are believers? Are we sacrificing God's spiritual blessings for short-term gain? Maybe you're spending long hours working or playing, but reserve little time to spend in God's Word and prayer. You can protect your future by yielding to the Holy Spirit's control and pursuing what Scripture considers most valuable: knowing, loving, obeying, and serving God. This investment reaps long-term blessings that continue into eternity.